last week, we began speaking about the bracha of Elokai Neshama Shenasata B'Torahi. A bracha that in which we thank Hashem for the neshama that He has given us. So, there is much talk in the Rishonim. Why this bracha does not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem? There's actually a Mishnah in Masechtas Nida that says that any bracha that ends with a Baruch begins with a Baruch. And all the Rishonim ask, well, if that's the case, what about the bracha of the Kai Neshama? It's a bracha that ends with a Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamarzir Neshama is the Vgarim Mesim. And it doesn't begin with a Baruch. It begins with Elikai Neshama Shanasata B'Tairahi. Now, we mentioned last week that there are different minhagim as to when to say Elikai Neshama. There are those that say Elikai Neshama after Berachas HaTorah, after they say the Mishnah of Elu Devarim She'en Lehem Shir, when they finish the Psalm of Torah Keneged Kulam, that's when we say Elikai Neshama. And there are those that have a minhag to say Elikai Neshama before Berachas HaTorah, immediately after they say the Berachah Asher Yotzeh.
First
Asher Yotzeh of the day.
First
one of the day. Right. So the different minhagim actually stem from how one would answer this question that the Rishonim raised. Why doesn't this bracha, the Kai Neshama, begin with Baruch Atah Hashem? The Rosh says that the reason why it doesn't begin with Baruch Atah Hashem is because we have a rule that any bracha that is smucha lechaverta, any bracha that is close to immediately follows another bracha, does not begin with a baruch. That's why the bracha, for example, of a harev no, Hashem Elokeinu Zivrei Sarascha, we know it doesn't begin with a bracha. We begin Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu La'Asek B'Divrei Sarah. V'Harav No Hashem Elokeinu. We don't begin to say another bracha before V'Harav No. It's a continuation of the previous bracha, and then we conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Amalam Etayr Adam Yisrael. Right? V'Harav No is Smucha L'Chavata. It follows the previous bracha. Says the Rosh that the bracha of the Kai Neshama follows Asher Yotzeh. So we finish Baruch Atah Hashem Roifei Chol Basar Umafli La'asois Elikai Neshama Shenasat
B'Torahi. What does it mean by it follows? Because you have the whole list of brachas in the morning.
Those are individual brachas, meaning they're all short brachas. So short brachas are not don't follow that rule. It's when you have a long bracha following a short bracha. That long bracha, since it's going to conclude with the baruch anyway, right? Such as Elokai Neshama, right? It finishes Baruch Atah Hashem Amachzeh Neshamas Levgarim Meisim. It has any long bracha begins with a baruch and ends with a baruch, usually, right? But here the exception to that rule is when the beginning of the long bracha follows a bracha right before that, then that long bracha won't start with a baruch, because it immediately follows the previous bracha. So that's the rule of God.
Like that, right?
What?
Shemona Esrei, right? They're all leading on each other.
Right, right. Every bracha of Shemona Esrei follows the previous bracha. So they don't each begin with a baruch, they only end with a baruch. So,
according to the Russian rule, they have to be connected. Those two brachas have to be connected.
They, not necessarily. No, not necessarily. For example, Tfilas HaDerech, right, concludes Baruch Ata Hashem Shemaya Tfilah, but it doesn't begin with the Baruch. It begins with Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha. So the Poskim ask the same question. Why doesn't it begin with a Baruch? We have this rule, any Baruch that ends with a Baruch begins with a Baruch. And there are therefore the Rishonim that say that a person should see to it to make a Baruch beforehand. Right? So you should have a... there are those that are careful to have something to eat first. And then, when you make Alamichya, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alamichya, Malakha, Kala, Yiratzim, Mufanach, Hashem, Alakene, Vakav, Hasein. And whenever you have a bracha smucha lechavrta, the rule is you don't answer amen on the previous bracha, because it's considered a continuation. So on the bracha of Ashikichana B'Soyz B'Soyz, Lassik B'Divirei Sari, you're not supposed to answer amen, because Baharev Noah is the continuation of that bracha.
So in this situation, when you're saying the bracha on the Torah, the sections to follow it, you're saying, I can't stop there, go get a coffee, come back, and then start this.
Right. And the same would apply, according to the Rosh, between Asher Yotzar and Elikai Neshama. One should say, without stopping. Now, we explained above, according to the Ramah, that actually these two brachas flow very well. Mafli Lasois means that Hashem has placed, put together a spiritual neshama with a physical body. The whole bracha of Asher Yotzar is a bracha thanking Hashem for the way our body works. We say, Roifei Chol Basar, we bless Hashem for healing all flesh, which is a bracha for the body. Then we say, Umafli Lasos, and Hashem creates wonders by putting a neshama into the body. Now let's talk about the neshama, the kai, neshama shanasata bitoirei. It flows very well. So according to the Rosh, the reason why the kind of shaman does not start with a baruch is because it's smucha lechavrata. It follows the bracha of Asher Yotzar. The problem, now, obviously, it's for this reason. This is where the minute comes from for those who say the kind of shaman immediately after Asher Yotzar to follow the opinion of the Rosh. The problem with this opinion, though, the problem with the Rosh, the Rosh Hashanah asked this kasha, is in the Gemara. The bracha of Asher Yotzar, the bracha of the Kai Neshama, was not instituted immediately after Asher Yotzar. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is the lashon of the Gemara is kimiter inish mishinase. When a person awakens from his sleep, he should say the Kai Neshama shalasata b'tari. Those are the first words a person should say. After he washes Negel, I'll say, what? That's what the Gemara says. That used to be the Moedani before the Sefer Seder Ayim came along and established a Moedani. But the Moedani used to be Elikai, Neshama Shalasati B'Tari, the first thing that I say when I wake up, right? And when a person realizes that his Neshama is back in him, says the Gemara, you should say Elikai, Neshama Shalasati B'Tari. So, if that's the case, says the Ravid, that it cannot be that Elikai Neshama is a bracha smucha lechavata to Asher Yotzar, because it's supposed to be the first thing a person says in the morning. Now we're back to square one. Why doesn't it start with a baruch? So the Ravid answers that it's a bracha smucha lechavata to the bracha of Hamapil. It immediately follows the bracha of Hamapil that a person says before he goes to sleep. Person says Amapil before he goes to sleep, falls asleep, wakes up, and he just finished the Baruch of Amapil. So you can say it started a kind of Shama without starting with Baruch. That's what the Ravid says.
No, Hefsik is not
true. And his eye, why isn't that a Hefsik? So he said it's not a Hefsik because there is no act involved. There is no speech or act involved, so therefore there is no Hefsik, and the kind of Shama follows Amapil. Now, both the Rosh and the Ravid both seem to agree that Elikai Neshama has to follow another bracha. Now, we make a lot of hefsekes between hamapil, for those who say hamapil, and the kind of shama. Right, we walk, we get up, we wash negelvasser, we go to the bathroom. There's much of sekes. So we, according to the Ravid, need to say the kind of shema immediately after Hashiyotah, even according to the Ravid, because he holds that it needs to be a bracha smucha lechavata. For us, it's not a bracha smucha lechavata for Amapil, so we have to place it next to another bracha. So that's why, once again, the minig is both according to the Rosh and according to the Ravid. The minig is to say the kind of shema immediately after Hashiyotah. Tosfos answers totally different teretz, and this is what the other minhag is based on. Tosfos says it's not a bracha. The kind of shema is not a bracha. It's a tefillah. It's a hoidah. It's a thanks to Hashem for giving us Hashem. It's not a bracha. So it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to begin with a bracha. It's not a bracha. So the Chechanover asks on Tosfos, "What do you mean it's not a bracha?" Well, Tosfos says it's not a bracha. It's haidah ba'alma. That's Tosfos's lashon. It's just a regular thanks to Hashem. So the Chechanover says, well, "How's that different than any other bracha? Every bracha is haidah ba'alma. Every bracha is just a thanks. And nevertheless, we have these rules that it has to begin with a baruch, has to end with a baruch." So my house is not a bracha. So he says that Chazal say that kol bracha she'ein lo Hashem malchus, any bracha that doesn't have both Hashem's name and the words melech ha'olam ain't a bracha, not a bracha. So here the bracha of the kind of shema to its own, melech is not mentioned in the entire bracha. That Hashem is king. So therefore, that's why he says, Tosfos says, it's not a bracha. So as a result, it does not have to follow any bracha, and this is those who paskin like Tosfos, hold that the kind of shama does not have to follow any bracha. That's why they say it after Brachas HaTorah. They say in the name of the Rabbinim of Peshischa, that a person should say a lekai neshama before Brachas HaTorah, regardless how you hold. Before. And he says, that like, even according to Tosfos, what is a lekai neshama? It's a haidah, right? It's thanks. It's a bracha of gratitude to Hashem for giving us our neshama. What is gratitude? Says the Rebbe Rabbanim. Gratitude is derech eretz. It's derech eretz when a person receives a gift to say thank you. Derech eretz kadma l'Torah. Derech eretz comes before Torah. So he says, so that's why a person should always say l'kai neshama before he says brachas haTorah. Because derech eretz kadma l'Torah. Derech eretz comes before Torah. The thank you for Hashem for giving his heart neshama that comes before a person says brachas haTorah. Now you're getting personal. I say it before Brachas HaTorah. The Arizal says to say it then.
It also flows. You talk about the group, you talk about the Neshama, you talk about what connects it to.
Beautiful. Very nice. I just recently saw a story. Rabbi Yitzchak Shkop just came out with a sefer. In the beginning of this, the first story in the sefer, he writes that he, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is that everybody, when you buy an esrog, everybody goes to Shul Rav, their esrog. You buy an esrog, every seller understands that the buyer is going to ask the Rav. If the Rav says not good, he's going to bring him back. That is the minig in Eretz Yisrael. So all the Rabbanim are bombarded with people asking Shalas and Esri. every Rav has their thing, how they look at an Esrog. He says there that there was a Rav in Yerushalayim, his name was Reb Shalom Eisen. This Reb Shalom Eisen was a big Rav, Reb Eid Achredis, and he was close to Reb Shalom Eisen, Yitzchak Shkop. So he said he was a young man, and he went to buy an Esrog, and he made his way to Reb Shalom Eisen. And when he got there, he saw there was a line all the way down the stairs around the outside of the building. There's a line all the way down the stairs out to the street, with people holding a sregim going to ask Reb Shalom Eisen. He was close there. He had entry, so he went up and stood next to Reb Shalom while everybody was going through with their sregim. So there's this young man waiting in line. Well, young man, seemed to be a fresh married young man. And he was standing in line. You could see his face was beaming. He was very proud of his esrog. So as the line got closer, he said the young man was very excited to show Reb Shalom Eisen his esrog. And sure enough, he hands Reb Shalom the esrog. He's very proud of it. And Reb Shalom looks at the esrog, and you can see he's very impressed with the esrog. So he turns to the young man and he says, "Fardir, it is possible. For you, it's possible." Yitzchak writes that he thought that this young man was going to pass out. So he says to "What psul did the Rebbe see in the Esrog?" So he said, "I didn't say it's possible. I said Fardir, it is possible. For you, it's possible." So he said, what does the Rav mean? He said to him, what did you buy your wife for Yontif? Did you buy her something to wear, a piece of jewelry? So he said, Rav, I'm a coiling man. I don't have enough money to buy my wife any jewelry. He said, what did you buy for your kids? Did you buy them new shoes for Yontif? He said, Rav, I just told the Rav I'm a coiling man. I don't have money to do that. So he said, how much did you spend for this esrog? So he said, 100 lirot. So he said, that's why I told you the esrog is possible for you. Go back, give it back, give the esrog back, buy an esrog for 15 lirot, and for the other 85, buy your wife something nice and buy your kids something nice. That's why this esrog is possible for you. Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. It's beautiful. It's wonderful to have a nice esrog, and that's Torah. Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. So that's why the Rabbinim says that the kind of Shema has to be said before Berachas LaTorah. The thank you comes first. I'd like to offer a different explanation as to why the kind of Shema does now begin with a Baruch. I am giving you, I think, a bit of a glimpse of what I'm going to talk about in my Shabbos Hagadol Drasha. A bit of an out-of-the-box pshat, why we don't say a Baruch on the kind of Shema. Neshama that we have which is a chelek of the kamimal, which is part and parcel of the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself, is what I believe what gives us the ability to see the Rebbeinu Shlomo in the entire Bria, within the entire creation. someone that looks at creation with physical eyes, someone who does not have a neshama, is not able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam within creation, within every aspect of creation, within every happening in creation. It's only the Yid that has a neshama, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Such a person who is looking with godly eyes is able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam in every aspect of creation. We're able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam in every matter of this world, in our physical matters. We're able to appreciate what the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us, whether it's our the physical pleasures that we have, we attribute to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why there's a bracha. Whenever we benefit from this world, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Shehakol Nihyeh B'dvaray. These are called brachos hanehenin, brachos that we benefit from, that our body derives pleasure from. We see the Ribbono Shel Olam there also, to the point that we can look at the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you, Hashem. We're not saying Baruch Hashem, blessed is Hashem. We are looking at the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're saying the word Ata. Baruch Ata Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem. As if we're staring him in the face. Something that only a Yid can do. If you look at Parshas Yisro, where Yisro comes along, and he's sitting with Moshe, and Moshe is telling him all about what Hashem did to Klal Yisrael. Yisrael says, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem, Yad Mitzrayim, Yad Paray. Blessed is Hashem, who saved you from Paray, from Mitzrayim. He doesn't say the word Ata. He says, Baruch Hashem. Because Yisrael was not a Yid yet. He had just arrived. He can't say Ata. Someone who doesn't have an neshama, which is a chelik of the kamei mal, that is part and parcel of the Ribbono Shel Olam, something that can look, that has the ability to look at the Ribbono Shel Olam, then such a person cannot use the word Ata. It's only we, B'nai Yisrael, we have the ability, due to the fact that we have a neshama, and our neshama has the ability to see the Ribbono Shel Olam, we can use the word Ata.
How do we say Baruch Hashem when someone asks, how are you doing?
Because if you're speaking to a person, it's not appropriate to say Baruch Ata Hashem. So this applies to the pleasures of the body. That's called brachos hanehenin, brachos of pleasure. Then there's another type of bracha called brachos hoidah, brachos of thanks. Meaning when Hashem does us favors, Hashem saves us, we have a bracha. We have a bracha of Agoyim al Chayavim Toivos that we make when there's a halacha. Arba Tzrichim L'Hoydes. There are four people that need to thank Hashem. Those somebody who came out of a desert, or somebody that was healed from a sickness, or someone that passed over a sea. Someone was released from prison, right? Any time that Hashem performs a miracle for us, we have an obligation to thank Hashem. We have to make a bracha. That's called Berachas Hodah. Baruch Shasli Neis, Makam Hazeh. There's many different brachas that have fallen into that category of Berachas Hodah, brachas of thankfulness. Which, once again, it's our ability to see Hashem in every aspect of our lives, to appreciate all the goodness that Hashem does for us, the parnasa that He gives us, the shalom bayis that He gives us, all the different brachas that we have, that Hashem, things that Hashem gives us that we need to thank Him for. There are many of the brachas hashachar that fall under that category of brachas hoidah, things that we are thanking Hashem for. It indicates that we see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We see Hashem in every aspect of our lives, in every gift that we have. We see the giver of the gift, to the point that we're able to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, not Baruch Hashem. We see Hashem in every aspect of our lives, to the point that we can use the word Atah. The Baal Shem Tov says that if a Yid would be able to grasp what Atah is, he would not be able to continue the bracha. The Yid would not be able to continue the bracha. We would pass out immediately. So Baruch Hashem, that Hashem didn't give us the ability to grasp what Atah means. Atah means we are talking directly to Hashem. We're saying the word you. Right, and third party.
You.
Right.
Here we're saying Hashem, you.
Right. Which is very, it's a very intimate connection. Another type of bracha, right, is brachas hashevach, brachas of praise. Right, these are brachas that when we see the wonders of Hashem, not that they're any specific favor to us, but when we see Hashem's wonders, we praise Him with a bracha. When there's lightning and thunder, right? We say Baruch Atah Hashem Shekoychei Gudasam Elai Olam, that His might and His power fills the world. These are brachas of praise. When we see beautiful mountains, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Oseh Maaseh Bereishis, He who created the creations of Bereishis. So on and so forth, many different brachas Hashevach Hallel that we say. It's Berachas HaShevach. It could be Berachas HaMitzvahs, but it's the entire Hallel is Shevach, is praise to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And here, what we're doing is, what we're saying is, that when we see a mountain, we don't see a mountain, we see the creator of the mountain. And that's because we have a neshama that allows us to see the creator of the mountain when we see a mountain. That allows us to see the creator of the thunder when we hear the thunder. To the point that we can say, Baruch Atah Hashem! Blessed are you! We see our neshama, see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And finally, there is Berachas HaMitzvahs. The brachas that we make before we do a mitzvah. And that is our ability to appreciate being a yid. To appreciate the advantage, to appreciate the privilege of being able to fulfill Hashem's commandments. So when we're about to do a mitzvah, we don't see just a commandment. We see the commander. To the point that we can say, Baruch Atah Hashem. Our neshama allows us to see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to the point that we can say the word Atah. The word neshama is an acronym It's a Rosh HaTevis. The Nun is for Nehenin. Brachas HaNehenin. The brachas that we make for pleasure, for deriving pleasure. The Shin is for Shevach. Brachas that we make for praise, brachas HaShevach. The Mem is Mitzvahs. The brachas that we make for Mitzvahs. And the Hey is Hoidah. These are the four types of bracha that there are. The four types of bracha are Nehenin, Shevach, Mitzvahs, and Hoidah. Elokai Neshama is not a bracha. It's an introduction to the brachas. It's we are thanking Hashem for giving us the ability, for giving us an neshama that allows us to make a bracha. The goy can't make a bracha because he doesn't have a neshama. He doesn't have a chelik elokai mimal that sees the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So a goy can't possibly use the word atah. He can't say Baruch Atah Hashem. We're thanking Hashem Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi. The Neshama, these brachas of Nehenin, of Shevach, of Mitzvahs and Haidah that you have given me. Which is a result of the actual Neshama Shenasata Bi, the actual Chedek Elokai Mimal that Hashem has placed within us. Now the four Lashonis that follow correspond, each one corresponds to each one of these brachas. We have Ata Barasa, Ata Yitzarta, Ata Nefachta Biva, Ata Mesham Rebbe Kibbe. We asked last week, why is the word Ata repeated so many times? And the answer is because we're thanking Hashem for the Ata. That's what we're thanking Hashem for the ability to say Ata. We explained last week that each one of these lashonis correspond to one of our nefashos. We have a nefesh hachiyunis, which is the nefesh of life that even an animal has. We have a nefesh hasichlis, which is the neshama that resides in our brain. That chooses between good and evil. That's a neshama that even a goy has. And then there is the nefesh, which is a nefesh alekis, the godly soul, which is unique to Bnei Yisrael, which is a chedek alekam imal. We explained that the nefesh hachiyunis, the nefesh of life, comes from the world of Yetzira. And that's why we say Ata Yitzarta. The Nefesh Hasichlis comes from the world, a higher world, the world of Bria. That's why we say Ata Barasa. And then we have the Nefesh, the Chedek Adeka, which comes from the highest world, the world of Atzilus. But that world, that Neshama, is the breath of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself. As the Baal Tanya says, commandment. He brings from the Zohar, man, the nafach, mituche nafach, someone who blows from himself. When we blow into someone, we blow part of ourselves into what that is. And if Hashem blows into us, he blew part of himself into us. That's the ata nafach tabi. Now, perhaps it is the nefesh hasichlis, it is the nefesh of the intellect, that is able to recognize the Rabbeinu Shel Olam within the Bria. It's the Nefesh HaSichlis that's able to see, to praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for the wonderful things that he has created. So the Birchos HaShevach is a product of the Nefesh HaSichlis. So Ata Barasa, which corresponds to the Nefesh HaSichlis, represents the Birchos HaShevach. Ata Yitzarta, which represents the Nefesh HaChiyunis, the nefesh of life, which even an animal has, that corresponds to the Birchas Hodoah. Even an animal feels. I don't know what they feel, but they show gratitude. They show gratitude to their owner, to anybody who gives them something. It's something that is natural. It's something that is by instinct. So Berachas Hodoah, it corresponds with Ato Yitzarta, with Yitzira. Berachas HaMitzvahs, which is unique to Klal Yisrael, corresponds to Ato Nefachtobi. And each one, we're thanking Hashem. For each nefesh, we're thanking Hashem for the ability to say Ato. Ato Yitzarta, Ato Barasa, Ato Yitzarta, Ato Nefachtobi. And then, corresponding to Berachas HaNehenin, which is the body, the pleasures of the body, we say, Ato Meshamro Bekirbi. You guard the neshama within me, which is the body, praising Hashem for allowing these neshamas to be part of it, to guarding the neshamas within the body, so the body can derive pleasure from this world. And perhaps this is why we say ve'ata nafachta bi. Right? We by the others, it doesn't say the word bi. Ata barasa, ata yitzarta, ata nafachta bi. You have blown into me. Bi is Rosh HaTevis Baruch Hashem. By giving us a neshama, the Rebbeinu Shalom has blown the ata into in between the letters of Beis and Yud. Now it's not just Baruch Hashem, it's Baruch Ato Hashem. Va'ato nafachto bi, you have blown the Ato into the Beis Yud, into the Baruch Hashem. So now we can say Baruch Ato Hashem. It's not just Baruch Hashem, it's Baruch Ato Hashem. Now there's one bracha. Late. There's one bracha that is difficult to fit it into any one of these four categories. It's not a Berachas HaNehenin, not a Berachas HaShevach, not a Berachas HaHodoah, not a Berachas HaMitzvahs. And that's the bracha of Baruch Ata Dayan HaEmes that a person Chas V'Shalom makes when a tzara happens. What category does that fall under? Are we praising Hashem? It's a bracha of praise? Is it a bracha of thanks? Is it bracha of mitzvahs? It's not, definitely not bracha of nehenin. What kind of bracha does that fall under? I'm sure the place can fit it under one of those four. But perhaps there's a, when one sees the ata in every matter of the world, it gives us the ability to deal with such situations. When we have a Rebbeinu Shalom, when we know that it is the Rebbeinu Shalom that knows what's best for us. So it's that same Ata that Hashem has given us the ability to say, that it helps us, that it allows us, gives us the ability to deal with these situations. And perhaps that's the fifth Ata, that's mentioned here. Va'ata osid litla mimeni. You will eventually take it from me. It's referring to the time when the Rebbeinu Shlomo will take that neshama from us. There's one ata that's left for that time, and that's the ata of Baruch Ata, Dayan HaEmes, which is corresponds to the va'ata osid litla mimeni. It might not fall under the four previous categories. It's a bracha of emunah. It's a bracha that without that ata, we wouldn't be able to deal with the situation. So we don't want to conclude with that. So I think. think it's good to conclude with the Birchas Hodah, the Birchas of Shevach, the Birchas of Mitzvahs, the Atta that the Rebbeinu Shalom has given us to see Him in every situation. And the Rebbeinu Shalom should give us the ability, through our neshama, the neshama shenafachtavi, the neshama that He placed in us, to see Him in every aspect of our lives, to the point that we should be able to say Atta, and to realize the Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is always opposite our faces, and that we should be able to feel His presence, and to take pleasure and benefit from that presence at all times. We have a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Next week, Wednesday night, will not be a shir. Mirat Hashem, the week that follows, hopefully we'll continue. I'm not sure with Elikai Neshama or with maybe Brachas HaTorah.